Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In response to yesterday's statement of the Honorable Representative of Russian Federation concerning secret, I repeat, secret biological labs close to Russian frontiers. There was no notion yesterday what countries were considered, but this is not the first time when Russian Federation is claiming that this, and usually is claiming this, and usually the name Ukraine is the country which has secret biological labs, what they are saying. Just to finish this story, and I hope to finish these false and fake allegations to my country, in my capacity as the chairman of Biosafety and Biosecurity Commission at the National Security and Defense Council of Ukraine, the latter being headed by the President of Ukraine, I may inform our honorable gathering that we don't have any secret biological labs on our territory, and convince you that Ukraine is not developing and never was developing biological weapons. What we have indeed for many, many years already are the so-called regional sanitary epidemiological labs in each of the Ukrainian's region, which are involved in monitoring infectious diseases in the region and for diagnostics of appearing pathogens and infectious diseases. These labs we have inherited from the anti-epidemic strategy of the USSR, where Ukraine was a part. The same similar labs has certainly Russian Federation. Unfortunately, we don't have any BSL-3 level laboratory. That creates problems now because, for example, we cannot use coronavirus cultures while working on our anti-COVID vaccines. And perhaps this is the only one reason for what we need these BSL-3 level labs. We could at least have one or two BSL-3 labs. Why and how? At the beginning of this century or millennium, US Department of Defense, which is mainly responsible for biosafety issues in the United States, has launched the Biothreat Reduction Program. This program was initiated to a big extent by the famous US Senator Lugar, and he decided that Ukraine is one of the first to get the US assistance for biothreat reduction. Again, why? In 1992, when Ukraine was becoming an independent state, Senator Lugar and Senator Annan were actively convincing the Ukrainian leadership to get rid of nuclear weapons. I hope that you remember that with the dissipation of the Soviet Union, Ukraine has inherited the third nuclear power in the world. And Ukraine got rid of nuclear weapons in return of obtaining from nuclear countries, including Russian Federation, assurances of their full support of Ukrainian independence and integrity of our frontiers. Almost 20 years later, Russian Federation has invaded, military invaded into Crimea and in two most industrialized regions of Ukraine, Donetsk and Lugansk. So we still are looking forward to participate in United States by threat reduction program. Unfortunately, it was stopped under the government of the former president of Ukraine, Yanukovych, who is considered to be a betrayer of Ukraine and who fled to Russia. We hope very much that we can use this by threat reduction program, not only for financial support, but mainly to know how to deal with the BSL-3 level labs, which we now need to create our own vaccines and to create diagnostics against viral pathogens. I may only say that a very famous British proverb, the friend in need is a friend indeed. And we hope very much to have this assistance. But let me reiterate, Ukraine doesn't have any secret biological lab on its territory. Thank you so much.